Well, let's get a perspective now from the United States on that now notorious phone call. David K. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter and author of the unofficial biography, The Making of Donald Trump. Over the years, he's had his fair share of aggressive phone encounters with the businessman-turned-leader of the free world as a result of his investigations into Mr. Trump's tax affairs. The author and journalist believes the world is now witnessing Donald Trump's gradual unmaking. David K. Johnston, can I start by asking you about that phone call between Donald Trump and Australia's Malcolm Turnbull? You've read the transcript of that conversation. What jumps out from it for you?
Well, first of all, that we have the transcript. Transcripts like this basically are never out there, and we don't know who leaked this, whether it was people in the U.S. or people in Australia or somebody listening in from a foreign intelligence service. But the conversation itself is astonishing, and Malcolm Turnbull certainly was holding his tongue because Donald Trump spoke entirely in terms of his personal interest, not commitments made by the United States, which Turnbull kept bringing up. He didn't understand the terms of the deal that had been made. He made numerous misstatements of fact in the thing, and this is part of the reason people are so concerned about Donald Trump. He is appallingly ignorant about almost everything.
Well, he was fairly new to the office at that stage, but that said, is this what you'd expect from a conversation with a fellow world leader?
Well, with Donald, I would absolutely expect this kind of a conversation. It's not, if we had conversations with other world leaders, what you would read. Other world leaders are going to speak about the interests of their country, differences if they exist, and they're not going to talk the way Trump did. This makes me look like a fool. And talking about it entirely in terms of him, because to Donald Trump, of course, he's the most important person in the world, and the rest of us are just objects who either adore him or we're losers.
Actually, Mr. Trump said it was the worst phone conversation he'd had that day. He'd had a number of conversations with other leaders. From what you've learned about the character of Donald Trump, how typical is it of his style of doing business, so to speak?
Well, one of the things when I read the transcript was I thought, yeah, I've had conversations like this with Donald where he has a fixed idea in his mind. You explain to him what the facts are, and he goes to his fixed idea in his mind. And so in that sense, this wasn't surprising at all. And this certainly has to be frustrating to the leaders of countries around the world because they have to deal with this man who, by his own words, and this transcript is a really good example of it, is in so far over his head, he has no idea what he's doing. And, you know, presidents have people to brief them before conversations, hear the key facts you need to know. Trump clearly was not in command of the facts, and when Turnbull politely but firmly tried to walk him back to the facts, Donald had no interest in going there.
Okay, let's talk about other developments there in Washington today. The special counsel investigating claims of Russian meddling in the US election has reportedly impaneled a grand jury. Now, that must be a sign that his investigation is intensifying, isn't it?
Yes. This is actually the second grand jury, and this one clearly is aimed at looking more deeply into Donald's connections with the Russians and with money. And Trump has been fairly transparent about his fear here. He doesn't want Mueller looking into his money. Well, in America, you don't get to pick your prosecutor, and you don't get to tell your prosecutor what he can and can't do. With the grand jury, and America is one of, I think, only two countries that still use grand juries, they can compel the production of documents, records, financial dealings. They can require witnesses to testify. And if somebody asserts their American constitutional right to not be a witness against themselves, they can grant people immunity from prosecution, and then they're required to testify or you go to jail for that. And I expect what we're going to see now is they will start tightening the noose and moving in closer by going after people around the edges, people who've engaged in compromised behavior, people who were witnesses. You know, back during the Bill Clinton investigation, which was not at all supposed to be about his dalliance with a woman who was not his wife, it was said that his secretary in the Oval Office, every time anybody spoke to her, they had to go hire a lawyer because they were going to be brought before a grand jury just for speaking to the president's secretary. I don't think we'll see things go that far here, but we will definitely see Mueller, who's put together an all-star cast of prosecutors, build a case.
As you say, there is a formidable team on this matter now. How dangerous do you think it's going to be? Where could it go?
Well, Donald has been involved with Russians and money going back to the late 1980s. His banking is done with Deutsche Bank, which has already been fined over $600 million for laundering money for the Russian oligarchs in New York, in Germany, and in Cyprus. Donald has signed off on what a lawsuit alleges is a $250,000 tax fraud, in which all the profits from the Trump Soho apartment project in New York disappeared into an Icelandic bank that was under the thumb of one of the Russian oligarchs. And Donald was an 18% profit participant in that. I suspect they're going to look at Donald's facilitating of money laundering, and if it happened, they won't have any difficulty proving it. They're going to look at the reasons Russians on several occasions paid wildly inflated prices for Trump properties when he was in trouble, and connections involving the larger Trump family.
And could part of the reason that we're seeing so many leaks coming from the White House be an indication that there are a lot of individuals within the administration who are seeking to take out some form of insurance, as it were, against their own involvement in an investigation like that?
Well, when you have a criminal investigation underway, the leaks almost always come from defense lawyers, or they come from people who are somehow on the skirt of the edges of something, and they tell friends, or they want to tell a story, they want to make themselves important. They don't come from the prosecutors. They never come from the prosecutors. And there are a lot of people in this circumstance who are going to want to try and make sure that whatever happens to Donald Trump, they don't go down if they don't have to.
David K. Johnston, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Delighted.
And that was the investigative journalist and Trump biographer, David K. Johnston.